In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, whoever has ears ought to hear. This is what giving into ideological translations gives us. It weakens the scripture. Yes, because there are those who wanted inclusive language. Because Lord forbid that you should use a male pronoun. This is not a suggestion. In grammar, it would be called an imperative. Let he who has ears hear. It is a command. It has force. Can you see the difference between the two? So there I am on my hobby horse. I will now get off my hobby horse and go back to our first reading. Usually when we hear the difference between worldly and, between physical and spiritual, we think about the difference between, let's say, the body and the soul, something which is tangible and something which is intangible. But in sacred scripture, it's also used in another form. It means something different. The difference between that which is heavenly, of God, and that which is earthly, not of God. Now, there can be many things that are of God that are tangible. In the beginning, when God made the heavens and the earth and he looked out at everything and said, it is good, that was spiritual. Not because it was intangible, but because it was of God. Now, after original sin, boom, Adam and Eve messed up, there was the difference. So we can't necessarily say, oh, spiritual means intangible. It doesn't. As if the physical is automatically evil or bad. It's not. That's a heresy. The Gnostic heresy, to be precise. Yeah, the Gnostics maintained there was a good God who made spirit and an evil God who made matter, and he imprisoned spirit in matter. That is not what we as Catholics we believe. The object is not to get out of the body. The object is to get to God. Now, because of the way things are at this point, we get out when we get out of the body, and if we die in a state of grace, we go to God. But we're not going to be without a body for all eternity, because on the last day, we will be called forth into a spiritual body, a glorified body. Now, does that mean that body is not solid? That it is not made of matter? Of course not. Because God made it in the beginning, and he made it good. What it means is it will no longer be touched by concupiscence. You know, when we desire something we don't desire, or we don't want to desire, it will no longer be touched by death or sickness or any evil. You know, that it will be like the body that Christ has after the resurrection. And what is interesting is, while it is not exactly the same as it was before, think about our Lord's risen body. It still had the marks of the wounds within it. So in a sense, it is still the same body, but it has been glorified. And that is what's going to happen to us. Now you may say, well, it's been thousands of years. You know, all the stuff of the body is decayed. And it's maybe it was eaten by something else, and then that was eaten by a human being, and now that's part of another person's body. You can play mind games to your heart's content. It doesn't matter. God will make sure that you have a body. And if you have to have a limb removed, you don't have to have it buried in the same place, because it can be thrown out, it can be burnt, and God will still be able to put it back together. So don't worry about that. That's the essence of what St. Paul is saying, is that God will take care of it. And we look forward to the resurrection. And remember, if there is no resurrection from the dead, we are the most foolish of men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.